Okay, so I did a little digging, and your argument that the Rothschilds own all the centralized banks in all the world except for four countries is not accurate.
Okay.
So, and a lot of this comes from people who don't know that the fucking Federal Reserve is not a government entity, and it's not a federal bank. It's a private bank. So people freak out when they hear this, and then they hear about the Rothschilds. And people like you that say they own all the centralized banks, which they don't.
I didn't say that, or maybe I did say that, but I didn't mean that. I meant that short list of countries don't have a centralized bank.
All the European centralized banks are publicly owned. The Rothschilds don't own them. Okay. They have shareholders. They're owned by the public.
Okay.
It's a fact.
Okay.
Before World War II, that's when all the banks were privately held in Europe.
Right.
So if you'd have told me the Rothschilds owned them all before World War II, that'd be more likely because they were privately held then.
Okay.
So that's why it's wrong to say that the Rothschilds own all the centralized banks. They don't.
Okay. Do they own a majority? Alan ventured to say yes. Do you know how they got started, by the way? They went to these countries and they said, okay, would you like to borrow money from us? We have money. Would you like to borrow? And so they say, yes, we need money for this. We need to be funded for this. So they would borrow money from them, and then these countries would be indebted, and then they couldn't pay their interest and pay them back. So then guess what? They basically had these countries in their pocket. And they just went systematically country to country to
country. And
then
how would they...
I think there were like four brothers originally.
Okay, so for the sake of argument, let's say that that is true. What are they going to come do? Fucking knock on the door of the government and say, we own the government now. Oh, fuck you. Talk to my tanks. Talk to my standing armies. How does that work? That makes no sense.
They don't... Well, they're not going to do it by bullying somebody. Well, I guess they may be, like, threatening, but...
What are they going to threaten them with? Old man?
There's not just one.
Oh, the Rothschild family is going to fight the entire military of a sovereign nation.
I'm not trying to turn this into the nation decides to go default
on their bank loan to the Rothschilds. Oh, like, fuck you,
no,
come take it.
I'm not turning this into a Rothschild discussion. That's not what...
Because it's horse crap. It's rubbish.
Go ahead, say it. It's conspiracy theory.
Well, it's just misinformation is what it is.
Okay.
Well, to say that they own...
You know everything, so you can tell...
I'm just telling you.
You can CTR, you can correct the record. Yeah.
I'm
go
just
ahead,
telling
drop
you
some knowledge.
What it says.
Okay.
I'm just telling you what it says.
I know you're the Google king.
It's true.
It's true, because I read it on Google. It's true. I blue-pilled. You can't red-pill me.
I'm just telling you, they don't
own...
You can't
red-pill me. It's all on Google. I can Google it.
No, I just don't listen to a podcast and some fucking Joe Schmuckatelli tells me the Rothschilds own all the banks in the world. And I'm just like, wow, they do? Holy shit. I'm going to take it a step further maybe and look at the facts for myself.
Okay.
I just told you that these banks aren't privately owned.
Okay.
They're publicly owned.
I know. You corrected the record.
The Rothschilds would have to privately own these banks to control them.
Well, first of all, this wasn't that topic. This was the Petro.
That's where you went, though. Your ending conclusion was...
No, it was not. It was not.
That this was all done by the Rothschilds to control the banks in the world and the dollar.
I did not say that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did not say that. I did not say that.
You insinuated it. That's what you were saying.
Insinuated it. Okay.
You tried to put that little exclamation mark on it with the Rothschilds.
So full of shit. I did not. I did not. And I did not intend for this to be a Rothschild discussion. This was supposed to
No, if it was, you were to say something that was remotely sane, like...
Like what?
Like the federal government has purposely misled the American people about the gold in Fort Knox, I would believe that.
Well, let's talk about that then.
That is very probable.
Let's talk about something that you do believe in or you do think has some kind of weight or whatever, that there's some sustenance to.
Thank you, Con. Exactly.
Look, that's my baby here. Come here.
Con is our Doberman, and he thinks his mother is full of shit. But no, that's a more believable argument.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about a more believable argument.
I believe that that's true. I believe the U.S., whether they used all their gold, they sold it, or whatever.
Okay.
I don't believe the U.S., they might have some gold.
Well, we're not even on the gold standard anymore anyway, so what does it matter?
Because that gold's supposed to belong to the people.
Okay.
To us.
Well, we'll never get that.
Well, that's not the point. They're going to give out dividends, but what I'm saying is that gold's gone. Whatever they use it for, I just don't think there's that much there anymore.
Where did it come from? What's the beginning of that? Because I really don't know anything about that, honestly. You know everything.
They didn't just go and find a fucking shaft full of gold. I mean, they would buy gold on the market.
Okay.
The government would buy gold.
From the rest of the world.
Right. And they would smelt it into bars.
Okay.
You know, and take it to Fort Knox. But that's what our... If the government were to print, let's say back then, $50 trillion, that's because we had $50 trillion worth of gold. They would never print more money than they had gold.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about pre-40s.
There was a time where you could use... Federal Reserve.
Certificate.
It
was gold. And then
you could take your money and change it in for gold.
Right. They were gold certificates.
You could take it to a bank and say... Give me my gold.
Right. And then there were also silver certificates, too, but then they...
Now it's just paper. It's not worth anything.
Well...
It's a promissory note. It's just saying that the government says this is worth $20. That's why I tell everybody, buy guns and buy bullets. Fucking don't buy gold. You ain't going to come... When shit goes bad, you ain't going to come threaten me with your gold.
Yeah.
I'm going to come shoot you, take your gold... And I'll be good. And whatever else you got.
You know, all these shootings, I think they're coming after our guns. I really do. I know you don't think that. But I think that's
who's they?
The government.
Never happened.
What do you say?
Never happened.
So many more people that are anti-guns now.
More guns out there than they could ever... Dream of taking back.
You know, but we live in the South, so that's conservative. So we love our guns, and we do, for our reasons. But there's the rest of the world, and there's a big chunk of it, and they are anti-guns.
I don't give a fuck about the rest of the world. This ain't the rest of the world. This is America.
Yeah, but they're also talking about getting rid of the Electoral College too. So I believe that if they get rid of that, then we don't have a voice. Like here in our.
They're not gonna do that either. You'd have to amend the Constitution. The states would have to vote on that. You know, the Senate and them have to have a majority. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. That's people like you. The sky's falling and the Rothschilds are going to come take our guns and gold.
Look, you want them to come, knock on our door.
That's just because they happen to be the richest people around right now.
Yeah. Well.
Back in the day, they... Used to think that fucking,
I don't think
what's his name was running shit. the oil guy, not Getty, but even before him, who made his started making his money in the railroads. Who am I talking about? Railroad Standard Oil.
Yeah, I don't know.
J.P. No, not J.P. Morgan.
Was he the one on the Titanic?
No. Oh. Then he wouldn't have had Standard Oil, would he?
Well, they didn't all die. Astor. Jacob Astor. He was on the Titanic.
Rockefeller. John D. Rockefeller.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in his time, they thought he was the boogeyman. You know, because he controlled all the lamp oil and all the railroads.
Yeah.
So he was the Rothschilds of the time.
Well, the Rothschilds were always and forever. Like, we're going back 230 years, they say.
Oh, my goodness. Were they Masons?
Probably. Everybody like that was, I'm sure.
Are they in the Book of Secrets?
Why don't you go be a Mason? Then you can find out. You can get all the secrets. I will.
Because I don't believe in God, so I can't be a Mason.
Yeah, that's true. We had that discussion.
Do anything. I know. The person you should be worried about is George Soros.
Okay.
Not the Rothschilds.
All right.
Soros is the piece of shit.
Okay.
I mean, this is a Jew who during World War II.
So we're the Rothschilds.
Go figure.
For who? Wait, what are you talking about?
The Nazi Party. That's what Nazi stood for.
Oh. Okay.
National Socialistic German Workers' Party. They were socialists.
Yeah.
But Trump's the...
Nazi.
The Nazi. Okay.
Right. Well, the fascist. He's fascist. A fascist.
Yeah, he's a fucking Mussolini. These fucking people, I swear. Never even been to a fascist country. How the fuck would they know?
So what's the big difference in socialism and fascism?
Socialism is supposed to be where everything's done for the benefit of the people. It's kind of like communism light.
Okay.
Whereas communism, the government, you're not allowed to own anything. The government owns everything and distributes it amongst everybody. And socialism, you can still own stuff, but...
It's limited.
Right, and the most of it's done for the benefit of the entire group.
That never works, though, right?
No, it works. People always say, oh, we need to be socialists like Finland and Denmark. Okay, but they have the population of, like, Texas.
Right, and they're mostly homogenous.
Well, they're all the same. They're all mostly Finnish.
Right.
You know, they're not...
Until they're diverse,
like the United States.
Right.
So they all get along.
They all have the same viewpoint.
And it don't cost as much for them to be socialist as it would for a country the size of America.
Okay. And you're talking about like free college and
free healthcare.
Yeah.
And see, look, they think it's this
utopia.
Great thing.
Right.
Right. Where everyone gets to go to it's not like that because, my first wife was from Sweden.
Right.
And so we went to Sweden one time, like, to visit her grandparents and her family and everything. And we go with them to the doctor. And so I was saying, wow, this is great. You know, your grandparents don't have to pay for medical care. It's free.
They did. They went in there and it was free?
It's free. But as Annalie explained to me, yeah, it seems great on that. Outside, but they had to wait, I thought it was like 6 months for that appointment.
Wow.
Okay, because it's free.
For a well checkup, or this is like you're sick?
I mean, he was old. He's like 88 years old.
Okay.
He lived through, it was pretty cool because I talked to him. He lived through the Nazi occupation of Sweden, and his wife.
Yeah.
So that was cool to talk to him about that. But anyway... He had to wait 6 months for his appointment. He did not get to choose his doctor.
Right.
And when he goes to the doctor, the doctor says, okay, let's say, for example, the doctor says, you have a bad heart. But because you're 88, we're not going to give you a new heart.
Oh, they have to value, he's
88.
Analyze it.
He's lived his life already. So
they make that decision.
Yeah, not for if
they
you. Had
private insurance.
They make your decision for you.
Okay.
Everything, every decision is made for you. You have no
right.
freedom. Yeah, it's free.
You're right.
But that's the only part of it that's free.
What you pay for, right?
Nothing else in it is free. Right. You're not free to choose your own doctor. Wow. You're not free to make your own appointment. You're not free to choose your hospital, your surgeon, nothing. Your medical procedures, everything's determined by your doctor. Because it's free, and then let's say you're a doctor in that country. There's something else I learned. Since you're a doctor in that socialist system, you as a doctor, let's say you're the best fucking heart surgeon in the world, practice in Sweden. Sweden says, well, we only pay heart surgeons $100,000 a year here, and that's all you can make. That's
all you make. You're right. Yeah, but then you can leave, though.
And that's just the medical part of it.
Right. There's education.
Now, like her brother, they had a free apartment. Everybody has an apartment.
What? They have free housing?
They're free. But it's based on your income. You pay a little, but basically, it's like subsidized housing, but for the whole country.
Okay, but how is that afforded?
Well,
okay, you gonna break that down?
Yeah, we're gonna get into that.
Okay.
So they live in, it's a nice apartment. I mean, it's as nice as anything here, but let's say you live in that apartment, right? And you're making good money, you get a promotion, and you decide to go buy you a nice car, and you go buy a BMW. Well, the government can say, looks like you're making a little bit more money now.
Right.
So you get to keep your subsidized apartment, but we're going to knock you up to the next level.
Because you buy a luxury car. A better car.
So you have two choices. You can pay way more rent, because you're rich now. You're driving a BMW or whatever.
Yeah.
Or you can get rid of your car.
Wow. You're still, like, that's still, like...
So a lot of people there use mass transit. Yes, it's completely socialist.
Right.
And...
So the decisions are really made for... Like, there's the illusion of choice. You have an
illusion of choice, right. Correct. You have two choices. Pay more for your apartment, right. Or don't have a good car. Which is
really not a choice. I mean, that's... What are those?
It's like if you were to get pregnant. You don't get to pick your pediatrician.
Really?
You don't get to pick your OBGYN. They're going to pick them for you. It doesn't matter if you go to them and you say, I don't like this doctor.
He doesn't know
what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah, he had terrible bedside manner.
Tough shit. Wow. You're going to use them. Now,
and they don't have a choice to go to a private, like they don't have, like that's all they have.
Oh, no, you can.
You can
go to a private doctor,
okay,
but you're going to pay for it 100%.
Because they don't have insurance.
Right. There's no health insurance there.
Pay the whole way or...
You're going to pay out of pocket.
All of it.
Or you're going to be in the system that you're already paying 45% of your income towards in taxes, 45% tax rate.
45%, which pays for all of...
Right, for everybody to have their free housing. They go to school for free. College is free.
So these professors are paid through that tax-based system?
Correct. The professors are told you can only make X amount of dollars to teach at this university.
Oh. So it's basically like this is all that's coming in. We've got a budget for this. And
everybody is told what they can make unless you work in a private sector.
Are they happy over there like that?
I guess, but they don't know any different. Like... Ann Lee didn't like it, you know, because she had, she didn't like it because she had come to America and seen the different system where you can work hard, you know, and get better things and not be punished for it, not have to pay more.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is. I'm glad you said that because that's exactly what it is the if you want to do better in your life, you're punished for it. In your pigeonholed, like that's...
Now, and then there's...
It sounds very depressing.
There's taxes on everything. Mm. They have a consumption tax. Like really? We talked about going to in the U.S.
Yeah.
Like if you go to buy a pair of jeans and the price tag says $100, when you go to the register, it's $100 because the taxes are built into the prices.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's no local sales tax.
That might not be a bad idea. What's the
consumption tax is a good thing.
What's the downside to that?
Well, the downside is you're going to get taxed on every fucking thing you buy. You buy a new TV.
But you do anyway, like over here.
You pay sales tax, but it's not going to be as much. It's going to make the goods cost more.
Wait, that can't be right. $36,000?
If you make $60,000.
No, I know, but I thought I did the right calculation. Times.
They take 60% of it. That's, I mean, that only leaves you 40%.
Yes, they take $36,000 of your $60,000.
Anything over that 60.
And yeah, I can't do head math on it. But wow.
But I guess if you got housing provided, well, they've got to give you housing or you wouldn't be able to afford it.
No, that's right. But what about utilities? That too? Like they subsidize all your utilities?
It's all state-owned, like the healthcare system.
Okay, so...
They're like, there's no Demco. There's no Entergy.
You just walk into your house and everything's paid for.
Yeah, I mean, you're paying for it with your 60% in taxes.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, you're not even... You don't even get to shop around. That's crazy. Like, what about... What's cable like over there? I can't even imagine cable or satellite, if they even have that.
No, they have cable. I mean, I watch TV, but...
Yeah.
You know...
But they've got like IKEA and stuff over there. So people, there's like, that's capitalism, right?
Yeah.
So what, how does that work? But your food's not subsidized though, right?
So
you get.
In Sweden, okay. The employee pays the first 32% in income tax, a direct 32%. The employee. So let's say my job, I would pay 32% in taxes off my salary. Then my employer would have to kick in an additional 31% on top of that. So they tax not only you, but your employer for employing you.
Okay, so does everybody have to work? Because if you, it sounds like everybody.
I mean,
has to
I
work
would think
this,
so because somebody's got
to work.
Pay all this
right,
shit.
Right.
So you're paying, so that's a total of 60, over 60% of income tax. They charge you 30% and they charge your employer for you.
Okay, so the regular person's only paying 36, which is still a hell of a lot.
They're paying 32%.
32, okay.
But how could you afford to be a small business owner over there?
But they have to have that. People would not be like, you have to have like, clothing stores and grocery stores.
So they're saying that based on a paycheck of $100, 63.42% is paid as taxes.
Say that again. I'm sorry. I was calculating.
Out of $100,
okay.
You're paying 63% in taxes.
And it goes straight into the government. Mm-hmm. And the government says, okay, takes all the money that you give them, and they're like, this goes your house.
They're saying that the part that the employee pays, or the employer pays, let's see, the employer's fee goes into the Swedish Social Security scheme. That's what it's called.
Okay.
So
that's telling.
So obviously they must have a federal retirement too.
Okay, so what happens if you get... You're completely disabled and you can't work.
And so here's their value added tax. So in addition to the 32% you pay, they add 25% to everything except for food and services like a hotel room or a rental fee. Everything else has a 25% tax on it that you buy in that country. Car, TV, clothes, everything.
What about the tourists? Same thing.
And then if you play the stock market over there, they have a 30% capital gains tax.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to pay 30% on any money you make in the stock market. And the corporate tax is
22%. You make it, they
so
take
the
it.
Company has to pay their tax of 22% plus pay a tax of another 32% for each employee they have. And then the employee pays their 32%. And then every time you go to the fucking store to buy something, that's another 25%.
25%.
So, yeah, that's how you get in your fucking free college and your free health care and your free traveling abroad. You're staying at home for a year. Yeah, it's free, but it's not really free.
No, because wouldn't... Okay, you go to school, you get all that, and then after your school age years, you're still paying for other people to go to school.
And yes, you could argue that, unlike here, you would get out of school without any student debt. Okay.
For what? To go to in a job that's, like, capped out and you can only make so
but
much
But if you want to be a doctor, a lawyer... you know, any job that, any government job,
yeah.
you're going to have to make what they tell you to make.
Yeah, right.
So, unless you get a job with a private company, like they have an engineering firm over there called ABB.
Yeah.
You know,
there's one over here.
Yeah, well, it's
yeah.
same company, but
right.
they're a Swedish company.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can pay their employees whatever they want, but if you're an engineer over there and you can manage to have them pay you $250,000 a year, you're going to pay 32% on that $250,000 plus your 25% every time you fucking go buy something in Sweden. And then the company still got to pay 32% for your taxes plus their corporate tax rate of 22%.
That's so crazy.
So that's what we have to go to a system like that
right.
to have... this socialized medicine that everybody wants.
That would never work over here. First of all, there's way too many people. There are too many people that we actually take care of anyway, yeah. which we should. I'm not saying that we shouldn't. But like you said, there's only 8 million people. So right. they can take care of their 8 million people. But over here, first of all, not everybody's accounted for, you know, and that's a whole different discussion. But also... they're the people that need help that we take care of. And then on the backs of the people who, like, there's such a large middle class chunk, you know. I just don't see how that would work.
Well, back then in the 90s, that was...
It sounds great on paper, but I just...
When I was there, it was in the late 90s. And even at that time, they were having a problem with refugees coming into the country.
Right.
Muslim refugees.
Oh.
And they were particularly coming to these Nordic countries because everything was fucking free.
Wait, say that again. So back in the 90s is when the Muslims were coming over
to Sweden was having a problem with it. I remember them talking about it.
But they're having a problem now, they say.
This is not something that just started. It was a problem back then.
I didn't know that. I thought that was something that just started.
They were coming there. And
they wanted to diversify their country,
so
correct?
Basically, Sweden had to say, look, no more people.
Right.
Because everything's free there. And these people were coming in. A, they didn't speak Swedish.
Right. They weren't going to assimilate.
So they couldn't get employment. So they're not paying into the system.
But they're rich. But
it doesn't matter if you work over there. You still get
right.
these basic benefits.
Well, yeah.
Free medical.
That's how it's set up.
Free school.
Right.
You know,
right.
free housing, electricity.
But if you think about it, that's how it is here because there's free public school. So if you get...
right, but we get to set that. I mean, just like in our community that we live in, if the school says, hey, we need, let's, that happened last year or year before last, remember, they want to raise the taxes again.
Right, right.
And everyone said, fuck you, we already pay enough in school
right,
taxes.
Right, right.
So it's not, they can't just take it from us. We get to vote on that.
No, and that part, you're right. I was just
but
kinda
it's not free college.
No.
You know, and I don't have to, if I need to see my doctor, if I call my doctor and he says, well, I can't see you for 6 months. Well, guess what? With my insurance, I can pick up the phone
right.
and call another fucking doctor who
right.
can see me the next day.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen with my doctor because he's not mandated
right.
to take all these people. He can say, I'm sorry, I don't have,
right.
I can't take new patients right now.
Right. Yeah.
These doctors can't do that.
Right. And they do that.
They're
do that
assigned
lot,
these patients by the government.
Right.
You know, so they have to crank them out. Well,
right.
I can't see you for 6 months. What's wrong? I'm a fucking left nut swole up the size of a grapefruit. All right, well, I'll see you in 6 months.
Yeah, so like the VA.
Yeah. Well, but look, that.
And you don't pick your doctors at the VA.
You
either.
Say that jokingly, but the VA is a perfect example
right.
of socialized medicine.
Right. You don't pick your doctor.
I do not get to pick my doctor.
You don't pick your date. You
don't get to pick my appointment date.
Right.
I don't.
You don't pay for it. It's all free.
Right. But I don't get to pick a damn thing.
No. Nothing.
I got to pick out the frames for my glasses. That was about it.
And you were very limited in your choices, from what I hear. Yes.
So, but that's a perfect example of socialized medicine.
Right.
Is how it works.
Yeah.
And you can ask any fucking veteran, and I guarantee you, if you ask them, would you like a medical system set up for your entire family like the VA? Fuck no.
Right.
No.
Right.
Not at all.
You can't, your sick kids, you can't, they can't.
It's gotten better, but I can't pick up the phone
right
tomorrow and say, hey, I don't feel good. Can I get an appointment to come see the doctor? Hold on a second.
Look, and there's
our next appointment is March the 28th at 8 a.m.
Yeah, only.
I'm working that day. I can't come in. Plus, I'm sick now. Well, that's our nearest appointment.
Well, yeah, they tell you when the appointment is, mm-hmm. and they also tell you where, because a lot of times it's not in the same city where we are.
I've had to drive over 100 miles to go to the doctor before.
Right, right.
But, you know, what if I didn't have a car?
Yeah.
They say, oh, well, you can come to the VA here, close to your home, and you can ride the bus. We have a free bus to take you down there. I said, okay, well, how many times a day does that come back and forth?
Yeah.
Oh, it drops you down there and it comes back in the evening.
Right.
So I have to sit at the VA all fucking day?
Yes.
No, thank you. I'll drive.
Right.
Now, they give you mileage when you drive down there, but it's just, what if I was one of those poor guys that didn't have an automobile?
Right.
I'd have to go take the fucking bus.
Yeah.
And then hang out at the VA all day.
Or pay an Uber. Take you down
there. I mean, but that's socialized medicine.
Right, exactly.
That's why
I said that, because that's exactly what it reminds me of, was your experience with the VA.
That's not to say I've had some experience with some very good doctors at the VA.
Oh, absolutely.
And they did care about what was going on with me, and, you know, they took care of me, but the point
they're
is...
They're private doctors as well, though, right? Don't they have their own practice? They just
No, they work for the VA.
I did not know that. Okay.
They're hired by the VA.
Okay.
And that's who they work for. Now, they've never blew me off when I went in there to see them and say, oh, you're full of shit, didn't believe me or whatever. Yeah. They pretty much all said, yeah, you know, and gave me the help I need. But the point is, I had to wait.
Right.
You know, and that's socialized medicine. That's what you would do. You'd have to wait. I don't want to wait 6 months.
Wait, and you don't get your doctors.
You know, it's like when our daughter was sick, I was able to call her pediatrician, say, look, our daughter's not feeling well. Can we bring her in? Yeah, bring her in tomorrow morning, first thing. I open at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. You actually talk to the doctor, too.
Yeah.
Right.
In socialized medicine, you're not.
Yeah, have you ever called up the VA and talked to your doctor? Right.
No. Now, I can't email them through the VA's system.
Right.
Because I was able to get my medicine refilled that way when I was running out, and I didn't have any more refills.
Look, they'll give you medicine without the quickness.
Like, oh, yeah, they'll send that out quick.
They're all about giving medicine. They'll even, over-prescribe you, but...
Yeah, I got... I gave me a big old bottle of it, but she did that so I wouldn't have to keep coming in.
Right.
Now, she said she wasn't going to refill this one because they want me to come in and do blood work to make sure everything's still okay, which is fine. I understand that, but... Again, I won't be able to schedule that appointment on my time.
Right.
They'll give me three or four or five dates and times. And they'll call me on the phone.
Oh, okay.
And they'll say, we have dates 1 through 6 at these times. Which one do you want?
I haven't gotten a letter, though, before this.
Well, that's after you make the appointment.
But no, wait. Didn't you get a letter, just before it was... And you're like, thank goodness I'm off that day because
I think that was for the sleep study.
Okay. But it was just
they
like,
told me
wow.
they were, we're going to schedule a sleep study, but they didn't call me and ask ask my input when I would like the sleep study.
No. And then they said
I just happened to be off.
Yes. And thank goodness you got that letter because sometimes, you know, it wasn't certified or anything.
Right.
Sometimes.
So, yeah. But
things happen and you don't.
That's socialized medicine, basically.
Yeah.
It could be worse, but it could also be a lot better.
Right.
But some vets can't get to a VA, and some of them die waiting on their damn appointments.
Yeah, that's sad. That's so sad.
So, I mean, I'm not that bad off. I can stand to wait. Mostly, you know, nothing I have is life-threatening. But you have, and plus I, through my employer, I have private health insurance.
Right, so you're lucky to have.
So if I, you know, I only go to the VA when it's, you know, like my CPAP machine.
Yeah.
You know, the VA paid for that.
Yeah.
If I'd have went through my insurance, I'd have had to pay a deductible first. Had to have meet the deductible to get the machine. And so
pilot gear, yes.
But because of my level of disability, I can go to the VA for everything now.
Right.
All any health care need. It doesn't have to be related to my stuff that's in service connected. It can be for anything. But I'd have to wait. Like,
right.
If I want to go to the dentist. Yeah. Right. They'd be like, oh, we'll get to you in fucking 10 months.
Right.
We're sorry your tooth is falling out.
Yeah.
We ain't got time for that. But right. You got some veterans, that's all they got, and they have to, they depend on that 100%.
Right.
So that, you know, that's got to get fixed.
Yeah. And then it's free, but, you know, then again.
That's socialized medicine right there.
Yeah.
Simple as you can.